It has been longer than I hoped since the last meditation. I had hoped to do one every 2 weeks, but I was not able. And the reason is that I was not ready. This is among the hardest things I've ever done. It is extremely challenging. And since the last time we were together, I have become a grandfather. I have brought a new book into the world and had a very close brush with death, involving a near auto accident. Nothing particularly ominous, but something that reminded me of how easily that could happen at any moment, as if I didn't already know based on my experience with my wife a few years ago. And I've been thinking a lot about this meditation in particular and where it is in relationship to the others. I do hope you did the fifth meditation and worked with the face. The face is so valuable. The brilliance of it is that it has not been given to us as a definite face, but rather as it's something that you can never quite completely bring into focus, is to the point that it becomes part of you, and what you see in it is something of yourself. Very valuable. Very valuable. And as I said in the last meditation, it's a portrait. What we're going to do this time is we're going to try to reach toward that lightness of being, which is where our spirits are truly real. In the weight of life, there is not much reality. It's called Maya, illusion, for a reason. And we must never forget speaking of my wife, my wife's extraordinarily powerful, simple, but very, very useful near-death experience, where she found herself in a waiting room, like a railway or bus station waiting room, and everyone had luggage, and they were all waiting. And this meditation is about the process of giving up that luggage, because the next sequence of meditations will not be about working in the body, but about meditating while out of the body. There is no place else in the world where such meditations are taught, probably because there's nobody else who does them, but I do them. And so you'll learn this, and you'll learn how the crop circles mirror this. But today, we're going to work with the yin and the yang, and with the beautiful image that you can see so elegantly produced of the yin and the yang on the website as you do this meditation. And you can click on the illustration and get the larger form of it as well, if you wish. And in imprinting this on ourselves, and in a few minutes we will actually imprint it on ourselves, but in doing so, what we are doing is we are recognizing the two bodies that are within us, the light body and the dark body. Everyone, of course, is interested in the light body. What can I do with my light body? How can I make my light body more real? Well, the way you can do that and make your light body more real is by surrendering to your dark body. Surrendering to your dark body is the process of giving up that luggage that everyone was carrying, because the dark body is the body that gathers, and by surrendering to it, you let it gather as it may without caring what it picks up and what it doesn't. And if you don't care about what's in the luggage, then when the time comes, your spirit is light enough to become truly real. We are not truly real now. Our lives are about becoming truly real, and most of us do not. We die too heavy and sink away. I think I've mentioned this before in one of the earlier meditations, that Albert Speer, Hitler's architect at Landau Prison in Germany, when the architects, other architects of Nazi evil were being executed one by one in the gymnasium, there appeared in the polished floor beneath the gallows a blackened area, as if it was a scorch mark embedded in the wood. And Speer was ordered to clean this up. He could not do so. He could not get this mark out of the wood. And this is literally what happens when souls are so inculcated with darkness and with evil that they are really almost material. It's almost more like a rock than an electromagnetic presence. And it sinks down, and there's friction, and it goes into the earth, where it will remain as long as the earth abides, and carries it in her inner self, and never to release it. That's real. Believe me it is. And it's a place that we really don't want to go too much. When you see people, if you understand this well enough and you lived with it long enough, you can tell immediately, because everyone's eyes tell you their fate and the fate of their souls. And I see these people, the lords and the fine ones, and I think to myself, my God, what is this that they have left themselves in for this? Embracing the darkness is containing it. Accepting it is gaining mastery over it. We must learn to fly. And in this sense, flying is rising above the things of life that oppress us. The needs, the money I need, the love that I have lost, the children who are turning out badly, the hopes I had that were dashed, being passed over at the office, my prayers not working, my efforts to find myself, to leave my body, to seek some mastery, to somehow enter the mystery in a miraculous way, all of it failing, and I stumble and stumble along. Well, it is the process of stumbling itself that enables you to grow wings. Just as when my mother was a child, my grandfather's way of teaching her to swim was to throw her in the Guadalupe River in Texas and say to her, "Sink or swim, darling, sink or swim." And she sank, but then she swam. Nature is like that. And what I'm talking about is not against nature. This is all part of nature. It is part of nature. So now let's do this together. I want you to go to your body again. What a friend we have in that blood and that beating heart, those organs, the skin. What a friend our body is, because our body is our anchor at the bottom of the sea of life. And so we anchor ourselves in our bodies. We feel our left leg, sense the leg, sense the right leg, both legs, the left arm, the right arm, both arms. We take our attention down to our solar plexus, down to our coccyx, draw it up the spine slowly and carefully, because there's not many nerves there. Into the head, the face. What a miracle my face is. Don't we have wonderful faces? Aren't we lucky in that respect? Never seen a face that was ugly. Not ugly. Down to my neck and chest. Down farther to my belly. To the center of gravity of my body. I take my attention there. And then I let it spread out to my whole physical flesh. And now, in contemplating the yin and the yang, the light and the dark makes it possible to see the light, and the light shines out, banishing the dark. And this is the perpetual state of conflict that lies within me. And what this meditation is about is not resolving that conflict, because that isn't going to happen. The conflict is our blessing. God gave us the conflict so that we could work on ourselves. So we thank God in every prayer that we have a dark side and a light side, and that they are in conflict. And thank God for this wonderful gift. Now, it's possible to be detached. And we're going to imagine that we have become the Sphinx. We have the loins of a bull and the bull's courage. We have the lion's strength and the lion's claws. We have the man's head and his intelligence. And for that reason, we know how to use the eagle's wings. And look now at your body, which is that crop circle. The crop circle of the yin and the yang is a crop circle of a human body. Look at that body. Beautiful. So gorgeous and graceful in its structure. So integrated. So beautifully integrated and balanced. This is a human being in a state of spiritual balance. It is one of the great emblems of the soul of man. And take it now and lift it into your head and put it there inside you so that the form itself does the following alchemical work in your body. The darkness in the circle comes and meets with and joins the darkness in you. But this is magical darkness in that it is conscious darkness that you have brought into yourself. And it fills your own darkness with consciousness and enables you to see yourself as you really are. And believe me, my friend, you will. You will. Your dreams are going to tell you. Your guide, the mysterious being in the face in the last meditation, will help you carry this work forward. And now you take the light side of the circle. And you take it into you, and the energy of this light will engage with the light that is in you. And the light that is within you will enable you to rise. Rise up. You're Lazarus. We're all Lazarus. And when Jesus raised Lazarus, what he did was, he raised the light. He raised the light. Now you spread the wings of the Sphinx, the wings of the eagle, and you flap the wings, and you rise up above your life, and below you don't see the cities or the plain. You see instead something else. You see your own long time. All the memories that make you up are below you now. You are detached from them. You are detached from the light and from the dark selves. And because of this detachment and the melding of your light and your darkness with higher light and lower darkness, you are at once in balance and energized in a completely new way. This is an exercise that is common in other schools, but has not been practiced in this earth before. So don't lose it, and don't think it's trivial, because it won't go anywhere else. It's up to you to preserve this for the generations, because it won't be repeated. There are no second chances in this school. I'm sorry. So, you rise up at last. And as you rise up, your spirit becomes lighter, lighter. You feel no connection to the travails of the earth. And you look back and down, and it's not the cities, as I said. Instead, you see something else. You see yourself in a transformed state. You see the old long time of you. This is in the song, Auld Lang Syne. This is a song about not just about the old days of life, but the old days of our lives. And this journey that you have been taking suddenly becomes part of your present life. The barrier between this life and past lives falls away now. You don't need it anymore. In fact, the barrier is actually in your way, because it impedes your progress into true objectivity about yourself. To be truly objective about yourself is to truly know yourself. So you look back, you'll see many lives, and you'll see a secret, many secrets about past lives, that it's not linear, that these lives are lived across a kind of wavefront of being, and the lives that are unfolding 1,000 years ago are also unfolding now, and your inner self is aware of all of this and in control of all of this. For the strange magic that we are learning here is immensely powerful magic. It is the magic of transformation in its absolute reality. And now we're going to take it to another level of animation and energy. Inside yourself, burned into your body, in your flesh, in your cells, are the yin and the yang. The dark energy mated with the dark energy that is given as a gift in the circle. The light energy mated with, and I say mated with on purpose, the light energy that is given as a gift in the circle. And this energy is now within you. It is within your body, and it reaches your soul, and something happens. What happens is you don't remember and dwell on the old long time at all. On the contrary, it ceases to be part of you, and you let go this deep baggage, this profound baggage that goes back, in some of your cases, thousands of years, because this is an old soul website. It's very few young souls are hanging around here, folks, for good reason. They can't make heads or tails of it. It makes them mad, but it doesn't make you mad, and you're doing this. You're on this track. So it's time to give up the ancient days and all of that recurrence and come to, at last, what we want to be in this life, which is innocent and young as children. After we die, we will go through a state, many of us, of kind of growing younger instead of older, because as nature makes us give up the things of life and drop those cases and drop those memories, we get more and more like children, until finally our souls are tiny and they fit these little fetuses that the human species is spawning down below us and all around us. And sooner or later, one that you fit comes along and you slip into it. And it's possible to remember this process very well. You come so tiny and so secret down among the trees on a warm summer afternoon, perhaps, or a cold winter day, and in the deep of the night, feeling in the spark of you that is left a marvelous peace. And I speak from direct personal experience. I'm telling you what it's like to be born and come quietly through the high open window or the door or even through the wall, because those things don't matter to you now, carrying with you the happiness of heaven and the ancient kingdom, to which you perhaps give a backward glance. And there, lying on the bed in the hot summer evening, is a little woman sleeping with her belly so big, and there's room for you now. And you enter this, and you enter the booming of her body, and you enter also a link to thought, and it turns out she's an old friend. Perhaps you were husband and wife in another life, and in another life, sister and brother, and in another life yet, she was a brigand on the road, and you were the innocent traveler. In another, you were the king, she was the slave. And so it goes. And here is another secret about past lives. Don't look at them linearly. Whatever past life you need to advance the growth of your soul now, you had. That's right, you had it. Everything you need is always there. And so, accepting this and knowing this experience and process, we can drop the old long time. We can drop the dark and the light. And we can let them come together in a simple state of joy, surrendered, not knowing anything anymore, simply hear the beating of the heart, the wind rustling the tree in the garden, your loved ones breathing in the other room, the kitty cat snuggling at your feet, and you, still with a physical body, but much larger now, larger than you ever thought you could be. You never thought you could do this. But then again, there are these magicians around. Good luck with it. I love you.